For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
First of all, the meeting last night, I think you're telling me about 30 people showed up. Oconee County Commissioners were there. The Commission Chairman John Daniel was there. Did gauge the room for me. Are people genuinely concerned about, I don't know, how to navigate one of these things? They worried about that part of it. What's the concern, if there is one?
Well, I think it was more, it was kind of hard to tell. I mean, there was one question that I actually asked about the timing, which you just referenced, and there was, I think, one question about the navigation. They brought up some safety statistics, national statistics, about how much safer a roundabout is compared to your traditional intersection or traffic flow at intersections. Then one gentleman that lives on Linroo Road, which is over near Malcolm Bridge Middle School, he did say that he had a concern when they do install a roundabout there, the way it's going to be circular in nature, that headlights during the nighttime hours are going to shine right into his living room. And he asked the county to put a buffer up, and they said they would take that into consideration.
Wow.
So there weren't a lot of questions about the roundabouts. John Daniel opened it up to general discussion, and it got off topic, honestly, fairly quickly.
To what other topics? I understand, as you pointed out, I think some people concerned about plans to move the library, that sort of thing, completely unrelated to this, as I understand it.
Yeah, and that was kind of caught a lot. I talked to some people before and after the meeting, and that caught everybody off guard. They announced, the commissioners did Tuesday night, they're going to move the Watkinsville Public Library from downtown out closer to the Highway 441 bypass on that 7-acre tract of land they had just bought recently, which is going to also house the county's administrative office. That came up, and John Daniel said, well, the reason we decided to do that is now we have the land and the Watkinsville libraries. They just didn't have any space for parking, and they couldn't grow, and that was his explanation there. There was also other topics that were brought up. One gentleman wanted to know about high-speed internet in the county, what the commissioners are going to do about that, and John said they're working on it. And there was a question about bringing high-tech industry to Oconee. And, you know, Chuck Horton kind of addressed that and said, well, you know, you can't just put all your eggs in one basket. Yes, we would all love to have high-tech industry, but every county wants high-tech industry. That was discussed. And then also, a lot of folks may not know this flying under the radar, but they are on Mars Hill Road going to install a traffic light this fall. And that is at the intersection of Mars Hill Road, Virgil Lankford Road, and Rocky Branch Road.
Hmm. Okay. Again, Jeff Hood at this meeting last night there. Ostensibly called to talk about the traffic circle, the roundabout, and as you're hearing, ventured off into other subject matter as well. But back to the traffic circle quickly, and you said you're the one who raised the question. A lot of people have on social media raised concerns about the timing here. Okay, we'll get a traffic circle and we'll learn to live with it, but why do the work now? As we say, the school year starts Wednesday of next week, the 7th. The work is scheduled to begin on the 12th. I don't know how long the work is going to take, but it's going to take place during and at the outset of a school year. What was Commission Chairman Daniel, and what was his answer to this?
Yeah, so I did ask that question, and his response was that it was going to take longer than 60 days anyway to do the work, so they just had to continue with the flow. And he pointed out there has been some work, kind of prep work, if you will, that's been going on behind the scenes when they decided to pull the trigger on this first roundabout. And it's things maybe the public doesn't see, but it's like if they have to look at easements or underground utilities before they can, you know, even bring in the first piece of machinery, which is already there, I understand. And I guess that's more on the outside where the actual circle will be. And that work has already started. But I think as far as the concern is when they actually start modifying the actual pavement that's on the ground currently, and that will overlap into the start of school. But addressing that, John said that they don't anticipate any major problems with the flow of traffic during the school rush hours. And he also pointed out, or Chuck Corton did, they've been watching what's going on with the roundabout in Clark County at the intersection of Millage and Whitehall Road. Mm-hmm. And they claim that, you know, that's heavy rush pretty much all the time, and that traffic flow has been pretty good through there. And back to the one in Oconee, John said they will have someone from the Public Works Department on site during each school rush flow to ensure that there's a proper or adequate flow of traffic. So we'll see.
Did they give you a sense, and this is one of those things I should know, and did they give you a sense of how long this is going to take? He said longer than 60 days. How long do they think this might take?
I believe he said it would have, they hope to have it done by the end of October. Now, he did point out that, you know, as far as like, could we have it done in 60 days? He said that would have been very difficult. He said there's no contractor that's going to assure that from start to finish they could have had that project done in 60 days. And he said if anybody did say they could and they put it in writing, you couldn't afford it. The price would have went through the ceiling. They probably would have been working 7 days a week, but it might have doubled the cost. But anyway, so it, I think it's at this point, you know, we kind of know what we have, and it's like a trial balloon. But the commissioners are confident that there won't be any issues, and that's really all they could offer.
Jeff Hood at that forum last night, the Oconee County Civic Center in Watkinsville, addressing the plans for the traffic circle. Again, the work to get underway the middle of the month. Jeff Hood, thanks for joining us on short notice this morning.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.